Let's start the party.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining this morning. I hope everyone is ready for this brand new day. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Minnie Riperton. Tune into the Rainbow Rush Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
our shop so soon. And if you leave me like this, what a mess.
Call me at the right time, saying, "Bobby, be strong." Before my very first time. they pay to see. But you get that free, baby. But you get the work so out of me. The things that I lost along the way took a whole lot out of me. I had become so blind.
Anatomy. for the eye to see. She's real.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 30 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration of the day. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I want to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you hear will be coming from Gregory Abbott. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network where we deliver distinct variety with a smooth flow.
blast. Everybody get up.
Can be your fire, baby. You better believe it.
time for messing around. I've been wanting to break it down with you, baby, 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 baby. Bring it on down.
Break it down, y'all.
Oh, baby. Sweet young lady. Oh, baby, baby, baby. You see, I'm here to do work, baby. I wonder what you here to do. I know you got something, something special on your mind, baby. Is that true, baby, baby, baby? I'm here to do work, baby. And I sure never wanna do it with you.
You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 12 minutes before the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our spoken word spotlight. Our featured poet this morning is Clayton Jennings.
I was recently interviewed by a journalist who asked me about my journey, just trying to get to know me, and what led me to write two novels, produce a feature film, 30 shorts, including my spoken word poetry. You're only 26. What are you trying to prove with all of this? And if something that you produce becomes a hit, will you be satisfied enough to call it quits? I smiled and said, I guess I'm just having a midlife crisis. But now that I write this, I realize that a whole lot of truth was said in jest. So let me take a minute to get this off my chest. You see, I'm no fool to the fact that I have one shot at this. So if you think I'm gonna call it quits and walk away from all of this, you obviously don't know me. And maybe that's a good thing, because I have a tendency to push those closest to me the farthest away. And that's just me being real, because I'd rather die than be fake. And it's not that I don't want friends. I just don't want roadblocks and distractions distracting me from distributing the content I was created to deliver. I've met a whole lot of takers. They don't mess with this giver. So let me tell you the truth. The truth is, for every one person who said I could, five more said I couldn't. I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. And a matter of fact, I took the weight of their hate on my shoulders and back, and I used it as motivation on every project I attacked. You said I couldn't write a novel. I signed this for you. It's my very first paperback. And I don't want your money, bruh, so you can take your paperback. A free copy for the biggest hater I had. And I ain't even mad. God knows I would have stopped and walked away from that laptop 1,000 times if I didn't have your discouraging thoughts running through my mind. So you can call it hard work, you can call it the grind. But know for some it's temporary, and for others it's a lifestyle that lasts an entire lifetime. And for this sinner who serves a great God, I want my lifetime of motivated living to be a bright sign with God. All things are possible. I serve the same God who turned a killer into an apostle. So the last word you'll ever hear me utter is impossible. I want to do everything with excellence in order to exalt my God and be a sweet fragrance in His presence. And if one kid sees my film, reads my books, or watches my vids, and is struck with a sudden sense of inspiration to aspire to be someone who serves to disperse the gospel to save sinners to salvation, I will know I have made it, because to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ was the only reason I was created. So you can take your idols, your fame, and your money. I'd rather be poor, forgotten, and hungry into the world. That's something that makes no sense. But sense is what I'm trying to make of the fact that we tell our kids they were born on accident. Just a byproduct of evolution, Big Bang, imagine it. Textbooks filled with indecisive science bashing Christianity, and we're just passing it right into the hands of the next kid who goes home and lays down on his mattress and wonders what's the point of living if I'm here on accident. And you wonder why I jump on these mics so passionate. Because listen to me, man, you are far from an accident. You were created by a creator who cared to carefully craft you into the creation only he could contrive. That's truth. It's no lie. You are here for a reason, and so am I. And I can still hear the voice from that teacher in junior high. Told me I grew up to be a nobody, flipping burgers and selling fries. And every time he clowned me, a part of me died. But every part of me that died came rushing back to life when I became a man and put my focus on Christ. And at age 25, I had done more with my life than he'll ever do if he lives to be 99 times 9. I recently saw him. He couldn't look me in the eye. And that's okay, because kids will be kids. And kids will continue to tell other kids that they can't be the person that God created them to be. So don't listen to them. Listen to me. I make these vids for you. I don't make them for me. Because I was once a kid who was told he couldn't. But I found out the only thing I couldn't do was wait to bust down doors and kick down gates. And it's on you to look in the mirror and say the same. Because nothing is impossible in Jesus' name. He took this mess and made a message. And now I get 50 plus messages a day from people who have heard my messages. Some say thank you, and others ask for advice. Sometimes I have to pause and wipe my eyes when I realize how God is allowing me to be part of changing lives, because it's then that I'm reminded how He changed mine.
I thought I'd died so long ago. do you have a minute? I notice you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, baby? 'Cause there's something that I wanna say. Account for seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all.
Scratching, yelling, but the neighbors know my name. Maybe stressing while
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 3 minutes after the hour. I'd like to tell and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Teron.
I see you looking. It's Persian night a little. It's like a mix. But the reason I'm up is because I'm half Persian. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're shocked. You're like, he's one of them. That's how it works. That's right. Because you're looking at me. I already know how he's like, oh, my God. That's the most dangerous combination in America, bruh. Tommy, what are we going to do about them? That's right. I am. I'm America's worst nightmare. Half Persian, half black. Half nigga, half terrorist. Shaw of the Sunset, Atlanta Housewives put together. Carjack, hijack, I'm capable of anything. You don't even know. When I say I'm the bomb, I might really mean it, bro. You have no idea. You have no idea. And growing up, it's growing up. Persian kids, we already know what it's like. You already know what it's like growing up Persian. It's not easy growing up Persian. Growing up American, you can do things. You can do so many normal things like have fun. Whatever. Not Persians. Not Persians. You're not having fun when you're Persian. That's not happening because Persian kids aren't even allowed to go anywhere. We're not allowed. Like, honestly, Persian kids, we are the real Iranian hostage crisis, dude. We are held hostage. Our parents love us so much. That's why we all still live at home, no matter what. They won't let us leave. They will not let us leave. As soon as I want to leave the house, I'll go downstairs. I'm leaving the house. Like, at this time, I think I should be allowed to leave whenever I want. My dad will pop up like a freaking ninja out of nowhere. They're like, Teron, oh my God, where are you going? Like, I'm never coming back. Like, he says it with such worry. Like, where are you going? And I'm like, Dad, I'm just going out. Oh my God, this time of night? Yeah, this time of night? Nigga, it's 3 p.m. What do you mean?
I wanted, I felt in love with. did you do this to me? After we made plans for family, and you swear you would bear my child, all the while you were out running wild, with your friends spinning all my ends, and I caught you screaming, ooh, I'm with him. I think it's time I let you know, you can go, that's the door. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar. 7 years I've lived this lie, when inside you made me cry. Through it all, I still remain. Till you messed up and called me his name. Please don't explain. You go your way and I'll maintain. Don't worry, the kids are okay. Just remember you made it in time.
Just busting, yeah, pleasing you every day. walking out.
I'm stressing that it's over.
Wish we'd
gone and we're finished.
So maybe
finish. It's my best.
Thank you. sure didn't see this one.
I once was blind, but now I see.
My best friend. They say keep the ones you love close, and your enemies even closer. But I can't win the
loser.
Cause the one I thought was a friend to me ended up being my true enemy.
Give me one more try, that tender kiss.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Boys Network News. I am Kale Marvet reporting. Our first news is coming from the internet world. It's entitled, it's in reference to Facebook. Facebook forces drag queens to use birth names in their profiles. Facebook has been cranking down on people using nicknames or stage names on their profiles. And as a result, some drag queens are being forced to either change their names or give up their online following. Several drag performers, including members of renowned Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, have been locked out of their Facebook accounts because they don't use their birth names on their profiles. Facebook suggests that they use their birth name on their personal account and set up, quote, fan pages, end quote, for their drag personas. Here's why that's an issue for them. In the case of the sisters, these are not necessarily performers who performers with fan bases, but more of a community of people who identify by these alternate names in public more often than not. In the case of drag queens, many already have fan pages, but have found those to be less reliable ways of promoting themselves than friend networks, which in most cases they've taken years to build. Also, there are the cases of people who have chosen to use alternate names or synonyms on Facebook precisely because they don't want to be found there by employers, family members, or nosy journalists. In other news, we have news coming from Green Bay schools. Green Bay schools ban anti-trans bullying. The Green Bay area school district in Wisconsin has banned bullying that targets students on the basis of gender identity, following a move by another Wisconsin school district to make schools safer for trans students. Green Bay has acknowledged that students need to be protected on the basis of their gender identity and expression, as well as sexual orientation. The district is also training staff on LGBT issues and developing ways to make GSAs more effective. Quote, we know that there is bullying and harassment going on, and we want students to know that that is not acceptable, end quote, said Elizabeth Wessel Gratz-Yanani, a social worker at East High School and the district lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender in question coordinator. Quote, there wasn't a special rule for making fun of kids for gender expression, and we wanted it to be back to be in black and white. If we have a rule, we can say, this is a rule you are breaking, end quote. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Yeah. I don't wanna lose this relationship, so we gotta stay strong. ain't trying to waste my time. Ain't no need to waste no time, cause we done put in too much time. I ain't trying to waste your time. I ain't trying to waste my time. Ain't no need to waste no time, cause we done put in too much time. When you're in a relationship, the easiest thing for you to do is to leave. You gotta stick it out, and I work it out, and I stick it out, and I work it out, and I stick it out, cause at the end of the day,
tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain?
Never taking back again. Well,
Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it? But we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You probably done the same thing, too. It's just that you know me and I don't know you. You know, one thing time has taught me that having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean? Now, don't you remember thinking back just a few years when people used to try to help you stay together? They found out you were on the verge of breaking up. They used to cook up a little food and throw a little party and whisper things in your ear like, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. I heard him say, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. That's why I still love him like I do.
Let's straighten it out. and right. When you turn your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. Now if you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of
straighten it out. Oh, let's straighten it out. talk to you for a minute, I know you'll understand. You see, I was in love with this guy that really wasn't worth my time of day. But you know, when you're in love, can't nobody tell you nothing.